Krishna, yes, thank you very much. I would like to welcome all of you for this evening's Gauranga Katha. We will hear about Lord Chaitanya's instructions to two of his foremost kirtan leaders, Brakeshwara Pandit, and also great place, no problem. Brakeshwara Pandit and Mukunda. So you're very much welcome to take part. See, kirtan is a devotional culture, a devotional practice, and we will approach it from the theoretical point of view, from the practical point of view, and from the exemplary point of view.
Thank you.
Listen to Brakeshwara Pandit's glories. See Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say that Krishna has made his home in Brakeshwara Pandit's heart. And when Krishna dances in Brakeshwara Pandit's heart, then Brakeshwara dances as Krishna makes him dance. Brakeshwara was so dear to Gauranga Mahaprabhu that Gauranga would personally sing, and while he sang, Brakeshwara Pandit would dance. Sometimes up to 72 hours, that's 3 days and 3 nights, without taking any food or drink. Can you imagine Manohar to dance for 3 days and nights? I think you can only imagine this if you would have a spiritual body and not a body which is responding to hunger and thirst. So at the end of these 72 hours, the following scene would happen. Brakeshwara, who was full of love of Godhead, would fall at the lotus feet of the Lord who had sang for him for all this time. And he would clasp these lotus feet and express a confidential desire. I have danced now, he would say, as you have made me dance. But this has not satisfied my heart. O moon-faced Lord, Chandramukhi, give me 10,000 Gandhava singers. And then I will really dance with 10,000 Gandhava singers. I heard today when the devotees came back from the forest where they had their kirtan course and entered Radhadesh, all the Radhadesh Vasis, much like the residents of Navadvipa, came to their houses and looked as you came joyfully singing and dancing into Radhadesh. Imagine there would be 10,000 of you making a kirtan, which would be so loud that the layers of the universe would crack open. Then you would have what Brakeshwara Pandit wanted. He wanted ecstasy of kirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu responded to Brakeshwara Pandit by saying, Brakeshwara, you are like one of my wings. If I would have another wing like you, another devotee like you, I would fly. I would fly in the kirtan. High in the sky of kirtan, I would fly if there is a second Brakeshwara. There's one important pastime which is important also for our effort here to learn more about kirtan. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always say that in order to learn and understand Krishna, two types of Bhagavatas are required. The book Bhagavata and the person in whose heart the teachings of the Bhagavatam live, the bhakti of the Bhagavatam lives. Mahaprabhu would say, those who simply read the book Bhagavatam but do not respect the person Bhagavatam are offenders. They can worship the Bhagavatam for millions of years but still not attain any bhakti. One such unfortunate offense. Devananda Pandit read every day the Bhagavatam. Devananda Pandit had students which came from all over Navadvip to his classes. He was self-controlled, his mind was totally disciplined, but he did not understand that the Bhagavatam is all about bhakti. He read the Bhagavatam to attain liberation from material existence, but not love for Krishna. One day, he made an offense against Srivas Pandit. Srivas Pandit had come to one of his Bhagavatam readings, and as he heard about the beauty of Krishna and his kindness to his devotees, he had become so moved in his heart that he cried. Now Devananda's ignorant students thought, he is crying, this is a disturbance to the Bhagavatam lecture of Devananda. And they had told Srivas, stop crying like a sentimentalist. But Srivas, who was genuinely moved by bhakti in his heart, had cried more. Finally, he had lost his consciousness. And what did these students do? They picked him up and carried him out of the Bhagavatam reading. There would be a first-class Bhagavatam reading, and all of a sudden Ramananda Roy would become inspired in Krishna consciousness and softly say, oh Krishna, please save me. And then Rishabha would turn to him and say, don't disturb Ramananda Roy. It would be offensive by Rishabha, but it would be more offensive if, for instance, I, who gave the Bhagavatam class at that time, would not interrupt Rishabha and see how Rishabha would carry Ramananda Roy out of the Radhadesh temple room. Devananda Pandit tolerated the ignorant behavior of the students towards Srivas Pandit, and therefore he became bereft of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed by the Vidyalaya of Devananda Pandit, and he said to Advaita Nityananda, what right has this smarter Brahmin to read the Bhagavatam? He does not know the essence of the Bhagavatam is bhakti. Today or tomorrow, I will come and snatch the Bhagavatam from him and I will take it away from him. Devananda Pandit heard about this and felt sadness. Did. He did a Mahakirtan where he chanted and danced not for 72 hours but for 6 hours. My dear devotees, when Vrakeshwara Pandit chanted and danced, the whole town of Navadvip came around him and there was a need of crowd control. So Devananda came with a stick and served Vrakeshwara Pandit's dancing and pure love of Godhead by moving with a stick, he didn't use it, around in a circle so that there was enough place for Vrakeshwara Pandit to dance. This is done in Chaitanya Bhakti. There is a very advanced devotees. We make place for them to dance. maybe it happens that Vinayana Maharaj comes, and Jagannath Maharaj comes, and Lokanath Maharaj come to our temple. And then we see that they feel the joy of kirtan, and they want to dance, we respectfully move to the side and make room so that they can dance in Krishna consciousness. We do this in our movement also. So Devananda came and did some crowd control. You know, we said, Bengalis, 20,000, and they all wanted to touch the feet of Brakeshwara Pandit. No, no, you can't. Stay where you are. And he saw how as Brakeshwara Pandit danced, divine love for Krishna made its appearance in the heart of Devananda Pandit. And tears started to come from his eyes. He perspired profusely. Change the color of his body. Devananda could see and feel the bhakti of this pure devotee. Afterwards, he came forward to Brakeshwara Pandit, who was just relaxing a little after dancing and singing for 6 hours, and he massaged his legs.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare.
Release here with attention about another instruction which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave through one of his dearest devotees and the greatest kirtan leader in his movement. You will learn some essential teachings about bhakti which will give your kirtan the spiritual foundation which it needs in order to be pleasing kirtan, that is kirtan which pleases Krishna. Please put aside all other thoughts now and listen to Mukunda's story. In the early days of Mahaprabhu's kirtan movement, there came one time which is known as the Satparahiya time, where for 21 hours Gauranga Mahaprabhu sat on the altar and revealed to all those who were there that he is identical with Sri Krishna. All the devotees on that day were called forward by Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who decided to give them a gift. To some he gave Prema Bhakti, to others he revealed their previous identities, for instance to Murari. He showed that he was already together with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a previous incarnation when Gauranga was Ramachandra and Murari was the servant of Ramachandra, Hanuman. To others he said, ask from me anything you desire. And some simple-hearted Vaishnava said, my father doesn't like that I come here for all-night kirtans. Please make him favorable to the holy name. Gauranga said, Tathastu, may this be so. Everyone was called forward to be blessed by Mahaprabhu. Everyone with one exception, Mukunda. Mukunda had to wait outside, behind a wall. He had no power to enter the room in which the revelation of Gauranga Mahaprabhu took place. And he was sitting there, outside, a little bit like Anupma, who takes care of her child, but more outside, more away. Anupma can hear everything and see everything, but Mukunda could only hear everything, but not see. Who was Mukunda? Mukunda was the main kirtan leader in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan movement. He always performed kirtan or heard the Srimad Bhagavatam. He was the beloved of all the devotees. In addition, he was the personal class friend of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And do you know who his brother was? The famous Vasudev Datta. Gauranga Mahaprabhu said about Vasudev Datta, the brother of Mukunda, I am only Vasudev's man. My body is only meant to please Vasudev. If Vasudev decides to sell me on the marketplace, then I am sold. And then he said, what I have said is the truth. And he repeated, "What I have said is the truth." And he said it a third time, that no one would believe, disbelieve. "I am only Vasudev's man. What I'm saying is the truth. Don't disbelieve this." But Mukunda had to stay outside. And he cried and cried and cried. Shivas Pandit, who was the host of the daily nuptial kirtan, felt in his heart, "I don't understand what is going on here." And he went inside the room to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, "Our Lord, what aparadha did Mukunda do? He's our prana, our life force. You love him. He always tries to avoid all aparadhas." See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most merciful Lord, became very stern and he said, "Don't mention this name again. This Mukunda is the straw stick man." Now, you are maybe not from the Bengali culture and you don't know what is a straw stick man. A straw stick man is who comes before you with a straw in his mouth as a sign of humility. "I'm like a cow, I'm your servant, you do with me what you want." But behind your back, when you are not looking, he talks bad about you. And therefore he has a stick in his hand. A straw stick man is a duplicitous hypocrite. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he's a straw stick man. Sometimes when he is with us, he says bhakti is the highest. But then, when he is with another sangha, another association, where they read the impersonal Yoga Vashishta scriptures, he says God has no form and bhakti is only an illusion for sentimentalists. Therefore, because he says this in our sangha and that in the other sangha, I call him a straw stick man. Do not mention his name ever again. When Mukunda heard this in the other room, he started to cry uncontrollably. The pain was so much in his heart. He thought in his room, "What can I do before I met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? My guru was not inclined to bhakti. My guru told me only about jnana. But I'm really only a bhakta. Why does the Lord act so harshly towards me?" Imagine, my dear devotees, you are rejected by the Lord. Someone who's rejected by the Lord is like a stone which is thrown into the ocean and now only has one alternative: to sink and sink and sink and sink in this life. That is when you are rejected by Krishna. It is very interesting how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Mukunda. And if you hear about this, you will understand the dynamics of this katha and why Gauranga Mahaprabhu chose to be so hard on his dearest devotee. Once Mukunda had come devotees from Chhatir in Bangladesh. So the banks of Mother Ganga near Navadvip. These devotees had found a secluded spot, and there they had brought the deity of Lord Govinda and performed a puja. And the Navadvip heard that there were first class Ganga with kirtans. They all, and Mukunda Datta was the devotees. Even stones would cry. Some of them laughed and some fell down before Mukunda. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came. It was a time when he had not yet revealed that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had come to teach of a scholar, a pandit. When he heard Mukunda sing, and when he saw the devotees dancing and crying in ecstasy, his heart was full of joy. But externally he said, stop, 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 stop. This singing is not very intelligent. Discuss the scriptures of logic to find out the truth. What will you gain by your sentimental singing? And he confused everyone, so that at the end, the devotees took Govinda, the deity, they took their instruments and they all ran away from that spot to not be detained. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chuckled. And he said one day, these same devotees who run away from me to not be entangled by me in foolish logical arguments, they will come to my door and ask for bhakti one day. When Srivas Thakur heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on that evening had said, don't mention Mukunda, I don't want to see him, he went to Mukunda, put his hand on his shoulder and said, the Lord of Mercy, rejected you. And he cried. Mukunda became very determined. Now there is no use for this life any longer. I will go to the Ganga and seek solace in her liquid embrace. But before I go and drown myself, go to Gauranga and ask him when I will see him again. Srivas traveled, he said to Gauranga. He went to Gauranga and said, Mukunda will leave our association and he will do what we all fear the most. But he wants to know before if there's ever a chance that you will see him again. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu roared, tell him after 10 million births I will see him. It was so loud that it came to the other room. When Mukunda heard this, he was overwhelmed with the happiness of bliss. The text says he felt Ananda Sukha. And he jumped up and started to dance and shout, I'm allowed to see. I will see. I know when His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj talks about this, he always makes a comment. He asks his audience, how long are you prepared to be patient? Sometimes when we join Krishna consciousness, we feel after 10 days, I don't even devote it. Or maximum 1 month. Maybe we're a little older, we reflect again about it, and we say, well, maybe after 5 years, if I can come to Mayapur and take part in the Kirtan Mela. And then after 5 years, we feel, oops, my project is not yet successful. And the older we become, maybe when I'm a little older and I have my mind is free for just the holy name, then sometimes we think maybe in another life. 10 million of people. You know, sometimes we find devotees. I have seen personally with my eyes, after 2 years, they feel they are not yet successful and they leave the process and they do boring yoga exercises instead. I have seen. Here's Mukunda who says, of the 10 million girls, wonderful! Wow, it's just around the corner. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he laughed like you were just now laughing. Mukunda is a mess. Bring him immediately. So the devotees went outside the room to where Mukunda was. And they said, come, O Mukunda, you can now see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wants to see you. The text says something surprising. Mukunda was a little happy when he heard this. The text does not say Mukunda was fully happy, a little happy. Why was he a little happy and not fully happy? What was in the heart of Mukunda? Listen carefully. Because if you understand the heart of Mukunda, you will understand the heart of Kirtan. He was brought in, the devotees just accompanied him. And when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw him as God. The text says he saw the Ishvara form and he was overwhelmed to see his Lord and crashed to the floor. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mukunda, come, your offenses are gone. Only due to bad association, you had expressed that bhakti is not the highest. But your bhakti, which you have just displayed, when I said you would see me after 10 million births, has conquered me. You believed what I said and you proved your devotion beyond doubt. Mukunda, your body is only made of bhakti. You are my das. I live on your tongue. When you sing, I become manifest. What would you say if Gauranga Mahaprabhu would personally tell you, Gaurahari, I'm on your tongue? You would say, really? Wow, I'm blessed. When Mukunda, however, heard the encouraging words of Lord Gauranga, he cried. He said, I'm so unfortunate. You appeared, but this foul mouth of mine did not agree that bhakti is the highest. What is the use to see even God when there is no bhakti in the heart? There is no happiness. And Mukunda gave some examples to make his point. Listen to his examples. He spoke of Duryodhana. Duryodhana had seen you, but he did not feel pleasure when he saw you as Krishna. As a result, he and his dynasty vanished. Hiranyaksha saw you as Varaha. When you go now, I'm always a little bewildered about the directions, but if you go next to the guest house, you see a beautiful, beautiful mural, or I don't know how to say it, it looks like a little temple, where there's a form of Vishnu, Narsimha, and Varaha, very ancient form. I encourage you to see this form. Hiranyaksha saw this form, but he fought with you. He did not feel any pleasure. Hiranyakashipu saw your other form as Narsimha right before you, but because he had no bhakti in his heart, he felt anger. On the other hand, even the most simple people who are not kings like Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, like the hunchback lady of Mathura, or the wives of the Brahmana, or the florist of Mathura, had bhakti in their hearts. And when they saw you, they felt supreme happiness. By the power of bhakti, Ananta carries unlimited planets and universes on his head without a stable foundation. By the power of bhakti, Narada became the greatest of saints. But Vyasadeva, although he had compiled all the Vedic scriptures, he had no bhakti, and he felt only pain. Mukunda then became overwhelmed with feelings and threw his hands in the air and said, "Oh, why did I not ask for bhakti?" He started to cry and breathe so heavily. This is called heavy breathing. Maybe it's hysteric breathing, but heavy breathing is more. And his body started to shake. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt, when he saw this, a little reserved. And he expressed, "My dear devotees, listen now very carefully. The bhakti of Mukunda is very dear to me. Wherever Mukunda sings, there I appear." Mukunda, listen now. What you said is true. Without bhakti, everything is in vain. Everything is nothing. Even if one sees me standing directly before me. My dear devotees, this is something which Krishna also said to Arjuna in the 11th chapter of the Gita. Bhaktya Ananyaya Sakya Aham Mevam Vidojuna Yatum Drashtum Chatatvena Yaveshtum Chaparantapa. My dear Arjuna, know that only by undivided devotional service, bhakti, can I be understood as I am standing now before you. and can thus be seen directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding. My dear devotees, when you do kirtan, but your heart is without bhakti, the kirtan is only syllables. When you sit down and do your japa of the holy name, but there is no bhakti, you will not feel divine pleasure in doing your japa. But you might think it's a burden and think about so many other things and never feel or be with Krishna. Only by bhakti you can conquer Krishna's heart. Lord Chandas Thakur asked a few difficult questions. He said, did the hunter named Dharma who came before Krishna have any piety? No, he only had bhakti. Did age disqualify the 5-year-old Dhruva? No, he had bhakti and therefore the Lord appeared before him. Did Gajendra, who lived by Trikuta mountain, possess any learning? No. And he had bhakti when he prayed to the Lord and the Lord appeared. Did Mathura's Kupcha, the hunchbacked servant of Kamsa, have any beauty? Oh, she was ugly, but she had bhakti. Did Sudama Brahmana, the friend of Krishna, have any wealth whatsoever? He asked so many questions. And at the end he says, Manava was pleased with their bhakti. He is never pleased by material qualities. Finally, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mukunda, through your mouth the truth has been revealed. All one's own efforts is nothing. Bhakti is everything. Without bhakti, nothing is of value. One who does not consider bhakti to be the highest is inflicting wounds to the core of my heart. Then he gave an example. Gave the example of the washerman Mathura. Life after life, this washerman had practiced austerities to finally be able to see Krishna. But when Krishna came before him and asked him for a little devotional service, some cloth, this Rajakami, the washerman, became so disturbed that he attacked the Lord with bad language. Get lost, otherwise the police of Kamsa will get you. He got the opportunity to see me, but because he has had no bhakti and only austerities, to his credit, he was not pleased. Only someone who has bhakti gets my kripa, my mercy. And someone who commits offenses, from that person bhakti will flee and run away. And then he blessed Mukunda. He said, Mukunda, I will give bhakti to you now. Through your kirtans, bhakti will be distributed and all these Vaishnavas will be deeply moved when you sing. With folded hands, Vrindavan Das says, whoever hears this story will be where Mukunda is singing his kirtan. My dear devotees, you will somehow, by hearing this, one day join Mukunda's singing. And he says, whoever is full of joy when he hears this story will get to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaura Premanandi!
Krishna.
upcoming talk, very soon, the deities will give us the darshan. I just want to end with one quotation from Srila Prabhupada, who comments on this lila. You might have in your mind a doubt. Why did Lord Chaitanya act so hard on Mukunda? I mean, apparently he was very dear to the Lord. See, Lord Chaitanya had two reasons. One is he wanted to teach the secret of kirtan through his kirtan singer, his main kirtan singer. That is, you have to sing with bhakti. But another reason was, Mukunda was genuinely sad that before he met Lord Chaitanya, he had actually been with a jnana yogi, guru, and had not been in the bhakti tradition. Srila Prabhupada wrote here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed Mukunda Datta with punishment. And in that way, vanquished all his mental depression. But sometimes the Lord does this. He takes away one greater problem by creating a little sting, and then the devotee can turn to him. You must know that in Braj there are two very nice singers named Madhukanta and Madhuvrata. These two appeared in Chaitanya Lila as Mukunda and Vasudev Datta. So Vrindavan devotees, but now we have to really stop here and start, please.